Hello, this is Winnie Crow, Mississippi State Extension Entomologist, and today is Tuesday, August the 4th, and I want to come on and just give an update and maybe some just guidelines as we start finishing out the season. So depending on planting date of both cotton and soybeans, there are a number of acres that are getting close to insecticide termination, and I do want to make some comments about that, but I'll wait until the end of this update before I mention that. In regards to just insect pest pressure across the state, you know, I came on a couple weeks ago, or maybe not even a couple weeks ago, last week, and gave an update of kind of where we were at. But I do want to mention, so last Thursday, I was actually in Lucedale for a training and found a cotton field present with Jazzid. So historically, up until this point, or not even historically, up until this point, we knew that there were Jazzids present in some ornamentals in South Mississippi. So now we have can confirm that it is in cotton. It was at low levels, but it was found in one field, and then since then has been found in a couple of areas within Lucedale. Hopefully tomorrow, I'm planning to go to South Mississippi and look at some fields just to see if I can detect it in some other counties. So what that means is we're finding it a little bit sooner than we did last year. So mind you, we found it in mid-September in Raymond in Hinds County first, and then other places around 82, both on the east and west part of the state. So as we proceed throughout the rest of the season, just be mindful that Jazzid has been detected in cotton. I'm hopeful that it stays relatively south, but again, we may need to change our management strategies. If you're having to go across the field or thinking about going across the field, this would be a good time to consider something like Bidrin. If you have Jazzid present, Bertento has some play. Some things that we're commonly using for plant bugs, Acephate, Bifenthrin, aren't going to be quite as good on this pest, but will have some impact. If you have any questions regarding Jazzid, please call, refer to the Mississippi Crop Situation blog. If you are looking, there's potential indicator plants on the edge of the field, oftentimes can be confused with potassium deficiency. That's a great place to start looking for Jazzid. The recommendation out of the southeast is to look at from the fourth node down, similar to what you would look for other management strategies for cotton. Just flip the plant over, see if you can find any nymphs or adults. There's lots of leafhoppers in general. So from the nymphs, it's often hard, depending on the instar, to identify them. So if you can find an adult, that's even better. Again, they're very, very tiny. These adults at their hind wings are going to have two black dots to help you indicate the adult from other leafhoppers. Other than that, looking on the edges, hopefully they stay relatively light. But again, if you feel like you've found Jazzid and aren't sure about management strategies, again, refer to the blog or call us. We're more than happy to walk you through it. And then please, if you do find Jazzid, please let us know just so that we can document it and have record of where we're finding it, when we're finding it. So again, we're about a month sooner than we were last year, a month and a half sooner than we were last year. There are a number of acres that are near termination or close to. Now, mind you, this pest may be an issue later than some of our current insecticide termination timings. So just be on the watch and be vigilant as we continue to learn more about this pest and the impacts that it may have in our state. Thankfully, the Southeast really have spearheaded a lot of this research and data, so we're not starting from ground zero, but there's a lot of things we don't know about how this pest operates in the Mid-South. So while I'm on cotton, I do want to talk about cotton insecticide termination. I know all of my fields were planted in mid-May, and we have now since reached note above white flower 5, and we're actually slightly past that. And so when we talk about termination timings, a lot of times all of our recommendations are note above white flower 5 plus a certain number of heat units. You can go online and look at the weather stations if you don't keep track of heat units. A lot of times we've equated 350 heat units, which is our termination for most things, around note above white flower 1 or 2. But again, this is really based on varietal differences in the environment. So if you would like to go in and look at the heat units, you can either keep track of it or you can go online and look at them. But for the majority of our pests, so plant bugs, bollworms, spider mites, loopers to some extent, which are not predominantly an issue in soybeans because of BT, our termination period is 350 heat units past node above white flower fiber cutout. And then things like stink bugs, you're going to go to 450, and then fall armyworms, 500 to 550. The one thing I do want to mention, and all of this is in the control guide and or online again on the blog. I do want to mention though, as we start getting later into the season, especially after cutout, it's really pertinent that you figure out roughly where that heat unit termination timing is and walk away from the field, because sometimes we'll start seeing damage that isn't economical and it's not going to contribute to yield loss. And so any of this fruit set later in the year is not going to contribute meaningfully to yield. Also, too, a lot of times we start seeing a dip in expression, and so things like armyworms and bollworms start coming through cotton, and we become more concerned and potentially want to spray a diamide application. So again, it's really important as you're scouting to know when to terminate and walk away from that field, because a lot of times once we start getting into late August, early September, there's some things that come through that just aren't economical. So switching gears and talking a little bit about soybeans. So again, in some parts of the state, there's been soybeans harvested, and hopefully they miss all of their insect-related issues. I know across the state, particularly green clover worms are starting to pick up in some areas. Some loopers, some pockets of loopers here and there, and then some stink bugs. I know I've heard of some areas across the state that have had red bandeds. So as we think about that, think about your timing period and where you're at with your defoliation. Remember, with our Lepidopteran defoliating pests, so velvet bean caterpillar, green clover worm, soybean looper, if you have a mixed bag, soybean looper will count as two, and use the green clover worm or velvet bean threshold for those. So just keep that in mind. And if you have predominantly soybean loopers, use a soybean looper threshold. When we talk about termination, so hopefully most people will outrun a lot of insecticide applications. And if something has to be made, hopefully it's one or two here or there. So when we talk about termination, so podworms, bollworms, whatever you choose to call it, will terminate at R6. Defoliating caterpillars, armyworms, anything that's going to defoliate, we're going to terminate at R6.5. So remember, that's going to be about 7 days after R6. I do want to mention a little bit more about stink bugs. So in regards to stink bugs, remember that you're going to double the threshold at R6. So stink bugs, the general stink bug complex, so greens, southern greens, browns, brown marmorateds, you're going to go from 9 to 20 from at R6, and you're going to terminate at R6.5. With red bandeds, you're going to go from 4 per 25 to 10 at R6, but you won't terminate until R7 unless there's some adverse weather conditions that threaten seed quality, and then we may have to take it out a little bit further. The reasoning behind this is because red bandeds are just a little bit more problematic. Their enzymes just are a little bit more destructive, and so they can cause damage a little bit later than our other stink bug complex. So just keep that in mind. Hopefully most people, and it sounds like for the majority of the state, most of the beans are planted relatively early, and we're a couple weeks earlier than normal. When we think about our stink bug pest, our Lepidopteran pest, most of the time they're going to show up about this point, maybe in the next couple of weeks. So just be vigilant as we start getting later into the year. And just one final note about the growth stages. When we talk about growth stage, so remember R6 is going to be seed completely fills that pod cavity. R6.5, that seed is going to begin to separate from that pod membrane. And then R7 is when we have one mature pod on the plant, so one of a brownish color. So just some final thoughts on termination. Again, a lot of everything that we put out is based off of guidelines. We're hoping to reduce unnecessary applications, especially later in the season, and optimize profitability. So just remember that these decisions are going to be based off of growth stage, pest presence, and pressure. So again, what's currently in the field when you're deciding to terminate, weather conditions, and then local DD60s. Again, if you need any of this information, you can find it online at Mississippi Crop Situation. There's a lot of information in the Mississippi Insect Control Guide, or feel free to call me at 901-592-8787. As we end toward the end of the season, I hope everyone has a good harvest. And if there's any questions related to insect management, again, feel free to call us. I hope everyone has a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.